Komoea wa Tamanui Frantzen, tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Forest and Bird Chief Executive Nicola Tuki says a sharp drop in the expected milk fat payout shows the folly of putting GDP growth ahead of environmental protection. The organisation recently held its centennial conference, and she says it's been a 100-year battle to protect what's left of the ngahere. She says in recent decades, governments and banks have incentivised the expansion of dairying to the detriment of other sectors of the economy and the te ao.
So half of all our rivers in New Zealand are now unswimmable. Most of our lakes are severely polluted. And, you know, one of the things I loved about that conference was the rangatahi panel. Because in that panel, these young people were saying, you know what, the system isn't really working for us. And so we think we need a new system.
Nicola Tuki says Forest and Bird is looking for more ways to work with tangata whenua. The Hauraki Gulf Alliance says a new plan for tikapa moana falls far short of the protections sought by conservation groups. While the plan released today includes five so-called seafloor protection areas, it also contains trawl corridors where bottom trawling can continue. Greenpeace Oceans campaigner Ellie Hooper says it's a massive missed opportunity. She says the alliance, which also includes Legacy, Forest and Bird, WWF New Zealand, will continue to campaign for a complete stop of what is the most destructive fishing method there is. The head of Auckland University, Waipapa Taumataro's Manukau campus, says she's keen to get the community using the space. Tangata Kiki Pauline Te Ura Tua Rupeni was formally welcomed on Te Papa Ako o Taitonga last week with a traditional turo or Cook Island porphyry. She says having it at the heart of the Westfield Moor means it is open to different uses than a traditional campus.
We do a lot of events here. We open our campus. One of my biggest things I wanted to do was open our campus for our community to use if they want to hold workshops, especially for our youth, not necessarily our students, but if they want to hold workshops. And it's all about that learning and teaching space, not just for us, but for our community.
Also, the author of a new book says New Zealanders don't realise how much colonial infrastructure, including tracks, roads, ports, buildings and even Crown Forest, was created using forced prison labour. Archivist Jared Davidson's book Blood and Dirt explores the history of forced prison labour, including from Māori political prisoners. He says conditions were awful and deaths were common, and the practice has never been acknowledged by subsequent governments.
If this book can contribute to that conversation and people can start to look at the land differently and have some of those conversations and honour some of those people, then that would be a good start.
Blood and Dirt is published by Bridget Williams Books. And that's your Wātea English News.